6th Vav Iyar, Monday the 20th of May, Rabbi David Roberts, the Omer and Kavod HaTorah.
With 27 Mario McCann.
No. I left the rest at home. I left them all at home. Okay. Okay.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The whole sugya, the whole tragic episode of the Misas Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and the period in time between Pesach and Shavuos in which it takes place is something kvadoshu beirabim, and so much Torah has been written on it. I'd like perhaps today to highlight, and if I may suggest, perhaps take an aspect which I don't think I've seen anywhere, to try and be mashalev and put together two ideas and show that perhaps be yisoidon, they're actually one. And the sugya is as follows. Sometimes you see svarim who talk about the fact that the reason that they died now is because derech eretz kodem al haTorah. And the importance of midas, the importance of treating others with kavod, with respect, because if there are no midas, then there can be no Torah. And that, of course, is unquestionably true. And there are other svarim where the dagesh, the emphasis on the understanding of the leinohagu kavod zeh lo zeh, doesn't appear to derive so much from the perspective of the interpersonal, of the midas, but rather it is a concept of kavod haTorah. They did not recognize in their chaverim that there is a need for kavod haTorah. To see in their chaverim, some of the kinyone haTorah are dibuk chaverim, pilpul chaverim. The Maral, the Marsha, and others understand the sugya in terms of kavod haTorah. What I'd like to try and share with you this morning, perhaps, is to show, of course, not only Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim, that goes without saying, but that b'yisoidom they're actually all one. The sugya here is a sugya of kavod. And kavod is mitpatzel. It splits off, if you like, into two aspects, but at its root and at its yisoid, they're one and the same. There is a concept of kavod. Let's try and have a look at that and see how perhaps we can understand it. And the first thing I'd like to look at very briefly is an astounding Rabbeinu Yonah. In the Mishnah, in Pirkei Avos, Perigimel Mishnah Yud Zayin, Rabbi Lozman Azariah Oimer, Imein Torah, in Derech Eretz, Imein Derech Eretz, in Torah. It's well known. If there is no Torah, there could be no Derech Eretz. If there's no Derech Eretz, there could be no Torah. And the obvious question of all of these is that it's some sort of infinite loop. Where do I start? I can't start anywhere. Because if I start any Torah I learn, it's nothing. You've got no Derech Eretz. Start with Derech Eretz, it's nothing. There's no one without the other. Rabbeinu Yonah does an amazing thing. And he tells us there is very clearly and very definitely a pecking order. And he does it by inserting subtly a couple of words. And he says as follows. Im ein Torah ein derech eretz kloimar mi she'eino yodea Torah eino sholeim b'midos shel derech eretz. It is impossible to complete the process of derech eretz is an absolute impossibility without Torah. But on the other hand, he is unequivocal. Im ein derech eretz ein Torah, this statement is absolute. The other one is relative, this one is absolute. Rotzo loima, shetzorich tchila l'sakeines atzmoi b'midos. First comes the tikkun amidos. Ubozeh tishken haTorah olof. And then and only then can Torah rest and reside on you, with you, and emanate through you. She'ino sheichenes la'olam beguf she'ino bal midas tovus. Torah cannot be sheichen in a guf that is not a bal midas tovus. So this one is absolute. Somebody who purports to represent Torah, and if he does not have, if he's not at least involved in the process of tikkun amidas, that's not Torah. She'ino she'ein ha'Torah sheichenes la'olam beguf she'ino bal midas tovus. And then, in case we didn't get the point, he repeats it. Loi she'ilmud Torah v'achakach yikach le'amidus. Or mitzvahs. Not that learn Torah first and then go to midus. Ki e efshar. It is an impossibility. And then he says a fascinating thing. V'zeu ke'inyan she'ne'emar na'ase v'nishma. And this is what is meant with na'ase v'nishma. Enigmatic, cryptic statement. Na'ase v'nishma tells me that you have to have at least be engaged and involved in the avodah of tikkun amidus in order to ensure that when you learn it is actually Torah, then when you learn Torah you can become sholem b'midas tovus. There's the pathway, there's the mahalach. What does that mean? And I think the way to understand it, perhaps to begin to understand it a little, is through thinking about and learning a little bit about and perhaps joining up the dots and building up a composite picture of Rabbi Akiva himself. Understanding his life a little bit. And then I'm beginning to understand what it would mean to be a Talmud, a true Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And then to begin to understand where perhaps the initial set of Talmidim didn't live up to that. Then it reaches its resolution with the Chamisha Talmidim Badorim, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who then says in the Gemara in Gittin, Shnu Midoisai, he says to his Talmidim, Shnu Midoisai, make sure that you follow and learn my Midos, because my Midos are true my spirit, Rabbi Akiva. This is where I get my Midos from. So what do we know about Rabbi Akiva? What we know about Rabbi Akiva, if this is the pathway, is we need to start beforehand. The Gemara says in Ksubas that before he learnt Torah, he was tsnia umali. He was tsonua, he had tsnias, umali. What does that mean? Tosfos immediately asks, how do we reconcile that with the Gemara Psochim that says that if I would have come across a Talmud Chochum when I was an Amor Oretz and Ashenu Kachamoyr, there was an animus, there was an antagonism to Torah. That doesn't seem to sit well with somebody who is dignified. Tzonua umali, and Tosfos answers, and both of those answers are quite amazing. One is because he thought, he perceived, possibly misperceived, but he perceived that Talmid Chachomim were arrogant. And therefore in his mind, and rightly so, were they to have been arrogant, he couldn't reconcile them. That was the sibba, that was the cause of his not liking Talmid Chachomim. And furthermore, and we'll see if we get time to come back to this, hopefully, try and remind me at the end, is that Talmid Chachomim created a second class called an Am Ha'aretz. For those familiar with Tum and Tahara will know. Big Day Am Ha'aretz, Medrash Leprushim, and there were physical distances. They were treated as almost a second class citizens because of Tum and Tahara. And that was his objection. But, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, he was Tzniyo Mala, says the Marashal. What does that mean? Where do we see the Tzniyo? Says the Marashal, quotes another Gemara. Ben Azai said later, he said, I would go after Rabbi Akiva into the Beis HaKisei to see how he would behave, with the dignity that he would behave in the Beis HaKisei. The only place, by the way, where we talk about Golu V'yodua Lifnei Kisei Kevoidecha, says the Gemara. Umali, says the Marsha, Toiv Labrius. That's who Rabbi Akiva was. Says Rabbi Rucham, say all the other Balei Musa. What we see here clearly is that though Rabbi Akiva was in the Loshin, some Loshinis of Chazal, Bur, that Loshin is used. And Am Ha'aretz, no Torah at all. It's an interesting Radal in the beginning of Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. Pashtus, he did not know anything at all. And he went to go and sit with his son to start, literally to start Aleph Beis. But we know that he was Tzni Umali. More than that, Says the She'iltas that the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Chav Zayin, which talks about this Eved who goes and works faithfully for 3 years, and it comes to the end of his 3 years, and the master makes excuse after excuse after excuse, and he's mekabel it all with equanimity and doesn't argue, says the She'iltas, that was Rabbi Akiva when he was still an Amoret. So we're building up a picture of a person who is dignified, of a person who is Tov Labrius, a person who has tznius, a person who is mevater, and this carries on later in the Gemara in Ta'anis. When his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, is Yerid Latev and says 24 brachas and he's not Nena, Rabbi Akiva goes down and immediately he's Nena, says the Bas Koil, to be making on the cover of his Rebbe, Lo Yiviflish Ezeh Godel Mizeh. Of course, it's Rabbi Eliezer Godel, that's his Rebbe. Elosh Ezeh Mavir Al Midoisah. This wasn't something that was nischadish when he learned Torah. This was something that was nischazik when he learned Torah. So we see clearly Rabbi Akiva was somebody who had started on the path. He was tzni, umali. He was mavir al midosav. He was don lekaf zchus. All of these things we know about him from Chazal before he became the Rabbi Akiva. And then he becomes the Heilige Rabbi Akiva. And what do we see? What do we see about him then? What we see about him then is that he introduces a number of massive chidushim. And the first one, perhaps the most important one, Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Shimon Ho'am Sunni is Dorish every S, and he gets to one and he's stumped. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, Yiras Shomayim, to fear the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Who else can I fear on top of, or as well as, the Rabbeinu Shleilam? Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Talmid L'Rabbeis, Talmid Chachomim. A Talmud Chochom is deserving of Yira. Says Mesilas Yesharim, in Perek Yud Tes. It's really important to understand this. When he's going through the Chilkei HaChasidus, in Perek Yud Tes, and he talks about how they are divided into Maisa and Machshava, and he identifies two, what would appear to be two separate middos, Yira and Ahava. And he talks at length about the middah of Yira and how Yira is an integral component of Hasidus, of being pious. And by the way, Haroya Rabbi Akiva Bachaloim Yitzapel L'Hasidus, says the Gemara. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, Perek Yud Tes, Al Dovol Zenema L'Oilom Yehei Odom Orum B'Yira. You have to be cunning. You have to be strategic when it comes to Yiras Shomayim. How does this manifest? Yira. I have to read the line. Says Laharos, we need to demonstrate. Hey, Yoseinu Makirim Goydel Reimamus Oyaleinu. We have an awareness, because he says over here, by the way, unlike he says earlier, here we're talking about Iker HaYira is Yiras HaReimamus. Yiras HaReimamus means a reverence, an awe, an awareness of the grandeur and the majesty of the Borei Olam, our insignificance klape him, and the incredible privilege and honor that he chooses to be ma'atzil meiruchoi oleinu and to communicate dvar kodshoi to us. But that is a component of Yira. So he says, Laharos, we need to demonstrate. Heyoseinu makirim goydel roimu musoi oleinu. Asher al kein, therefore, anything that in which the Rabbeinu Shalom relates to us is an incredible honor for us. The Borei Olam wishes to interact with us. And since the Rabbeinu Shalom, in his great kindness, with all our inadequacies, he wished to do an incredible honor to us and give over to us his holy words, the Torah. Therefore, we need to demonstrate that we appreciate and we understand that. How do we do that? Ubichlal ha'yiro, kovod ha'toyro v'loim deho. Kovod ha'toyro emanates from a yiro. What does that mean? That's the Es Hashem Elokecha Tira of Rabbi Akiva. An awe, a reverence. And he quotes a Gemara, a beautiful Gemara. Es yirei Hashem yichabed, says the Pasuk. Those that fear Hashem, he is Mechabed. This is Yehoshaphat, Melech Yehuda. Shekivin Shehoya Roya Talmud Chacham, he would see a Talmud Chacham, Hoya Oymed Mikisa, he would get up off his throne. Umechabkoi Umenashkoi, he would embrace and kiss a Talmud Chacham, and he would say, Rebbe, Rebbe, Moiri, Moiri. Kovod, Kovod HaTorah, emanates from a Yira, an awareness of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbi Akiva composes a worldview, and he sees the world, if I may, quickly. He sees the world as a Beis HaMedrash of Kovod. Ubehei Choloi, Kuloi Oimer Kovod. This world is an environment which is meant to cry out the dignity and the kovod of Borei Olam, but, as I'll show you shortly from Rabbi Yeruchim, it has two different iterations, two different manifestations. One is Bein Adam LaChaveiro, one is Bein Adam LaMokem, but Bein Yesodom, they are exactly the same. It occurred to me, I was thinking about it in terms of the Friday night, when we start, I haven't seen this anywhere, Libi Omeli. We have six Mizmoirim Kineged, the 6 days of the week, and then ultimately then we have Mizmashilia Mashabos. And we start off with Tehillim Tzadi Hei, Tzadi Vov, Tzadi Zayin, Tzadi Ches, Tzadi Tes, all going swimmingly. And Kuf is Mizmah L'Saida Hariu, and I know it's in the they say it. In Ashkenaz they don't, we switch to Chav Tes. Friday, for the one that's Kineged Friday, we switch to Chav Tes. What's the theme? Mizmo le David, Hovul Hashem ben Eilim, Hovul Hashem kovoid v'oiz, Hovul Hashem kvoid shemoi, keil ha-kovoid hirim, ubehei choloi, kuloi oimer kovoid. That is the Mizmo of Friday, where we engage in kovoid Shabbos, as the Brisker Rav says, that's what you do, you prepare beforehand. That's the sugya of kovoid. Let's take this a little bit further. And perhaps here we can begin to join up the dots a little bit. The Baal HaMoir, in his introduction to his Perush al HaShas, bearing in mind that he was a young man who picked up cudgels against the Ramban, and in his Hakdama where he, as it were, it's a self-exculpatory note, if that's the right thing to say. He's explaining why he did what he did. And he says as follows. Just read two or three lines. He says, "Bimkoimos rabim bekosuv nikreis hanefesh hachayo kovoid." In many places, says the Baal HaMoir, the neshama, the shoresh of the yid is called kovoid. Lochein somach libi vayogel kvoidi, says David HaMelech. Therefore, my lave is besimcha vayogel kvoidi. My kvoid exalts. Ura kvoidi. David HaMelech is talking to himself almost, in the third person. He's recognizing that within himself is a power pack, a divine power pack called kvoid. Ura kvoidi. Leman yizamercha chavoid, so that the kovod that is within me, yizamercha, should sing to you. And maybe just quickly in parentheses, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Odom Arishan, the Odom bikar balyolin nimshal kabehei mois nidmu. Odom Arishan did not even manage to have his yokor, his kovod, have a lina that it should stay with him overnight. He debased with the chet of eating from the Eitz Hadas. What did he do? His biyokar, his yokar that is within him, bal yolin. It didn't stay with him overnight. He lost it, as it were, immediately. Again, I gab just in parentheses, yokar, shai, oimer, it's all the same gematria in there. Arizal has a lot of Torah about this. So David HaMelech is masakin that. He's Velibi Halal Bakirbi on the one hand. On the other hand, he wakes up early in the morning, he's had a lino. And he says, Ura Kavoidi, I have stayed overnight with my Oiro Shochar. And he talks in the third person, he is the epitome. And he understands that inside of him is Kavoid. Kuloi Oimer Kavoid. Says the Balamor, Ki Haboire Otzla al Ha'odom, Mikisei Kvoidoi, Ubonosnalov Mehoidoi. And the Rabbeinu Shalom has put into every single one of us Kvoidoi. We have Kavoid inside of us. That's who we are. And the first task is to recognize it in ourselves and, of course, in others. That's who we are. Ezehu mechubad, hamechabed es habriyos. What does it mean to be mechubad? To be mechubad. To be respectable. Worthy of respect, of dignity. Hamechabed es habriyos. Somebody who is mechabed other people because they are a barrier. They are a creature. They are created. You mechabed them because they are a barrier. Shene'emar. Ki mechabdai achabed, says the Rabbeinu Shalom. Somebody who is mechabed me, I will be mechabed. Where am I being mechabed? The Rabbeinu Shalom, by being mechabed somebody else. That is exactly the word. Because if the kavod that we give to others emanates and stems as it ought to, from a recognition of seeing that somebody else is a barrier, he has kavod inside him, and is therefore deserving and worthy of respect, then that is being mechabed the Rabbeinu Shalom. And that's who Rabbi Akiva was. Of course, Mimela Mishem Meis Rabbi Akiva Bottle Kovod HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Seta. But I want to tell you, take this a little bit further, and he will tie up all the threads, all the knots. With an astounding Rabbi Rucham, I'm going to give you the Maramokim, otherwise you either won't believe me or you'll stone me on the spot. Rabbi Rucham's in Das Chochma Musa Chelik Beis, Mama Yud Beis. And he says an amazing thing. Famous Gemara. Gemara in Brochas. If you find there's a sugya of whether kovet abriyos, to what extent, if at all, it is doicha lois asei shabatayra. When there is an issue of human dignity, when does that override a halacha? And the Gemara invokes a pasuk. In chokma ve'etza ve'tuna meged Hashem. And therefore, the kovod of Hashem, if somebody is wearing kilayim d'oraisa, then koshtan afilu b'shuk. Then you just have to disrobe him, because kovod Hashem trumps kovod habrius. Sorry. Kovod, because in chokhm in Israel, tuna neged Hashem. Says Rabbi Rucham, it seems that were it not for that posuk, then it would be poshut to the Gemara. If we did not have that extra posuk in Chochma v'intuna v'neitza neged Hashem, then Kovod Abrius would have demonstrated and demanded that we leave the person with his kilayim d'oraisa. How come? How does that fit into the structure of halacha that we all know? We know that a person has to give up all of your net assets to avoid transgressing a single lois asei. How does that make sense?
How can you learn a halacha from Noach?
Afterwards, I'll explain. So he says as follows. He says the most astounding thing. Gemara in Sanhedrin, Tzadi Tesin, and a few other places. Ki Dvar Hashem Boza. When he talks about Dvar Hashem, the Pasuk says that a person denigrates the Dvar Hashem, and it gives a number of examples upon which, says the Gemara, and nobody argues, Ein lo chelek lo'olam haba. You lose your entire connection to eternity, to chaye netzach. And one of them is, Hamalbin pnei chaveiroi barabin. Afal pishyech biyodoi toira umasim toivim. Somebody who embarrasses somebody else in public, you may have toira and masim toivim. Asks Rabbi Rucham the obvious question. If you were to murder that person, chas v'shalom, you would still have a chelek in olam haba. It's terrible. It's one of the Gimel Averus Chamuros, no question. Don't try this at home, or indeed anywhere else. It is strictly streng verboten, but you would still have a chelik in Olam Haba. It is possible still to be connected to Chaye HaNetzach and murder somebody. But take that same person and cause his face to go white in front of other Yidden, you've just lost your entire connection to Netzach. How can that be? Such a simple kasha. That's the genius always of Rabbi Yerucham. The Amkus, the Gadlus, to take your Gemara and to just stop and say, what's going on? He says it's posh. Because Shahakol Boro Mechoyde. What's the last Mishnah in the Perek of Kinyonei HaTorah? The entire tachlis and purpose and focus of the Bria is to be megale, is to reveal through who we are and through our interactions, both bin odm lahaveiroi and bin odm lamokoim. And there's a mahalach, as Rabbeinu Yonah says, you've got to start with one first. You cannot reverse that order. E'efsha to reveal beheicholoi kuloi oimer kavoid. This is a Beis HaMedrash that is designed to remind us Kvoid Hashem. There is a Borei Olam, Meloi Chol Oretz Kvoidai. And he created creatures. And you're mechabed them because they are a barrier, then you are mechabdai. And if you are Bodvar Hashem Boza, what's Dvar Hashem Boza? The human being is a Dvar Hashem. Baruch She'omar V'yoylam. Na'aseh Odom. Back to the Nasa of Nishma we started with. I'm not going to manage to say it to you. But that's what a mensch is. He's a Dvar Hashem. And you're Bozo. You denigrate. That's the exact opposite of the whole Tachlis Tachriya. Eilei Chelet. Go. Yisoid kol ha-teiro kulo einoi elo inyan shel kovod, kovod ha-melech, v'zeho ikka, v'kiyum mitzvahs ha-melech, hu ha-tofel. You look at the Lashonis there, it's... That's why you need a Rabbi Yerucham. Bein ha-teiro she-bein odom la-mokeh, bein ha-teiro she-bein odom la-chaveiroi ha-koil, soivev hoilich al yisoid zeh shel kovod. Kovod ha-briya, it's kovod ha-teiro, it's all the same thing, it's kovod, kovod of the Borei Olam. Torah HaKadosha hi beis sefer ha-melamedes la-odom inyan ha-kovod. Tonad ve-elio. Sheilin la-odom b'shas ha-din. What do they ask him? Himlachto es chavercho. Himlachto es chavercho. That's who Rabbi Akiva was. He had an oilom of kovod ha-Torah. Es Hashem alekecho tiro. It's not a fear of Yiras HaInish, it's a Yiras HaRemimus, it's an awe, it's a majesty, it's a dignity, it's a grandeur of what a Talmud Chacham ought to be. That was his Olam, and he saw, therefore, he had a whole different Olam. He saw the world differently. Everybody cries, he laughs. He sees everything as Dvar Hashem. Everything is a manifested. The one time he cries, when does Rabbi Akiva cry? Vashem Yislach Lo. No, that's when he laughs. Three times, everybody else is crying. The Chachamim are crying. He's laughing. He just sees the Nevi of Nevuah, Uriah. He sees Dvar Hashem. It's a world of Dvar Hashem. He started off, he was Tsnua Umali. He was Donakav Zachus. He's Maver El Midoisov. And then he progressed to Torah. It was a natural progression. And he's Talmidim, Leinagu Kovod Zebozeh. Yes, it was an inin of Kovod, of Ben Adam Chaveiroi, but that's Kovod, Kovod HaTorah. Oyeh Ha'olam Shomim. And we're still Ba'avelis today because there's Torah there that we've lost and lost and gone forever. But it could not continue. They were not Talmidim with Rabbi Akiva. Once Rabbi Akiva cries, once and once only. Hashem Yislach Lo. When somebody had a kavona of eat Bosor Chazir and ends up actually eating Bosor Tle, then Rabbi Akiva starts crying. In his world, it's the Olam HaMachshava. It is the world where he perceives everything. He strips it down to its core, of ruchnistic DNA, and everything is kvod shamayim. And the chilul Hashem of somebody thinking to do an aveira, he can't hold himself back. Bocha Rebbe. That's not covered. This is your covered. Urok Kivoidi. This is your Kedush HaKadoshim. Kedush Nefesh HaKadoshim. And then Kavod HaTorah was restored with Rav Shimon Vayachai. V'chol yokor ro aso einoi, says the Medrash, Rav Akiva was zeicha to see things that even Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't zeicha to see. So that's the Mahalach HaDvarim. But more Torah on this as well. I urge you to look at and read and learn this Rav Yerucham. The sugya of Kavod, everything is Kavod. Meaning the dignity, the majesty of what is a berry, what is a human being. And then we overlay that with Torah. Then you have Ubehecholoi, Kulei Oma Kovid. So we have Kovid Yomim, says the Maral, 32 days, Gematria, Kovid. And then Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai can show the way forward in Yitzhak Hashem.